Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Duke thinks it owns the ACC tournament, but I swear I like Miami. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. You've seen the gaudy statistics for Duke in the ACC tournament. The Blue Devils have won 10 of the last 14, including an unprecedented 5 straight from 1999 through 2003, and 10 of the last 11 ACC title games they've been in. To make it worse, they have won 9 straight ACC tournament games in Greensboro and claimed their last 3 ACC championships there in 2006, 2010, and 2011. Duke has also reached the Sunday final in each of the last 6 years the event was held in the Gate City. So tell me, why should this year be any different? Well, coming off Saturday night's first half slaughter of Carolina and having Ryan Kelly back at mostly full strength, it probably shouldn't. The Devils will avenge their regular season loss at Maryland today and will then probably face Carolina for the 3rd time in a month, the 2nd time in 7 days. While I expect the Tar Heels not to fall behind by 14-0 and acquit themselves better this go-round, UNC fans just need to accept that Duke is better this season, like Carolina was clearly better a year ago. But the one team Duke is not better than is Miami. And while all the history and all the signs point toward Duke meeting Miami on Sunday and winning their 20th ACC Tournament Championship, I don't see it quite that way for several reasons. Miami has the type of talent, experience, and street savvy to almost nullify the intimidation factor the Blue Devils bring to the ACC tourney, especially in Greensboro. The Hurricanes have a great point guard, perhaps the best player in the league in Shane Larkin, and beating Duke starts with having a great point. Then go back to the 2 games the teams played this season. Miami crushed Duke in Coral Gables, playing at the top of its game, which will be the case if the 2 meet again. And while everyone is frothing over Ryan Kelly's 36 points against the Canes in the rematch at Cameron, Duke needed every one of those 36 to win by 3. Miami matches up well with the Blue Devils at every position, is faster and more athletic, and has a coach in Jim Larrañaga who has been in plenty of big games. If the Canes come in with focus and get the Dukies into a running game, they'll be cutting down the nets come late Sunday afternoon. This is Archansky. See ya.